Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes, 12 lines from the top of Daf Chav Tes, Siman Aleph, at the Mishnah, called Mitzvah Ben Alav, Anoshim Chayavim, Anoshim Peturis, any mitzvahs which are incumbent on a father to perform for his child. A father is Chayiv, however, a mother would be Pata, V'chol Mitzvah Av Ala Ben, and any mitzvah which is incumbent on a child to do for his father, Echa Anoshim, Ve'echa Anoshim Chayavim, then there is no difference between a son and a daughter, and both have the same Chayiv. And Rashi states, the Gemara Mefarish, L'kulu Masnisin, the Gemara will explain our entire Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, V'chol mitzvah seh she'es man grama, any mitzvah seh which is based on time, anashim chayom v'nashim peturis, men are chayiv and women are pata, V'chol mitzvah seh she'lo yez man grama, and any mitzvah seh which is not dependent on time, echad anashim, echad anashim chayomim, both men and women would be chayiv. V'chol mitzvah seh seh bein she'es man grama, bein she'lo yez man grama, however, b'negiyah mitzvah seh, it doesn't make a difference if it's man grama or lo yez man grama, echad anashim, echad anashim chayomim, both males and females would be chayiv. Chutz mi'bal takif, or bal tashchis, or bal tam. Aside for the following Surim, Baltakif, which is referring to cutting off the Payas Arash, Baltashas, which is referring to cutting off the Paas HaZokin, and Baltatamal Mesim, which refers to a Kohen that is also to be Metame to Mesim. And although it's a Laisa say, however, women are not included in this Issa, and therefore a Bas Kohen would not be included in the Issa of Baltatamal Mesim. Before we continue with the Gemara, what is the connection between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnayas in Mesechtes Kedushin? And Ritvar explains that since one of the Chiyubim of the father for a child is Lasir Isha, therefore, it makes sense to speak about it in Masechtas Kedushin. And his Rid explains that since in the previous Mishnah we spoke about the chilut between Rishus of Hegdish and the Rishus of Ahedyet, and therefore our Mishnah continues and speaks about the chiluk Sheish Bein HaIsh uBein HaIsha. And the Gemara begins that a Mishnah started Kol Mitzvah Ben Alav Anoshim Chayavim Anoshim Peturis. And the Gemara asks, "My Kol Mitzvah Ben Alav? What does it mean? The Mitzvahs of a Ben Alav? Ilema Kol Mitzvahs Mechayiv Brolam Eved LaAbo? If you're going to tell me, it means that all the mitzvahs that a son is chayiv to perform for his father. So how can you say Anoshim Tours that Nashim would be Pata, but Tani, but we learned in Brisa, but the Gay Kibir Avaim, that Pasuk says, Ish Imai Vav Tiroru, Vashab Sesa Tishmaru, Ani Hashem Alkechem. And the Brisa teaches us that since the Pasuk says Ish, Ein El Ish, we may think that it is only incumbent on a son and on a male, Isha Minayin, how do you know that a woman is also Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Kibir Avaim and the mitzvah of Yir of Avaim? The Brisa teaches us, Kishu Aime Ish Imai Vav Tiroru, that since the Pasuk continues and states that a man has to have Yira from his mother and father, and the Lashon Tiroru is a Lashon Rabbim that they should fear, Harein Kan Shnayim. So we see it's incumbent on both a male and a female, and both on a son and daughter. Since we see that the Pasuk and Pasuk Kedoshim must be speaking about a female as well, therefore when our Mishnah states, Kol Mitzvah Ben Alav, Anoshim Chayom, Anoshim Peturis, it can't be speaking about those mitzvahs that are incumbent on a child to do for his parent. And therefore the Gemara states, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Kama, that our Mishnah is saying, Kol Mitzvah Ben Amutalas La'av, Lasas L'Bnai, the mitzvahs of a son, which are incumbent on a father to perform for his child, Anoshim Chayavim v'nashim peturis, men are going to be chayiv and women will be patar. And the Gemara in a moment will continue and explain which mitzvahs we're referring to. And the Gemara begins, Taninu ha'adutarabanan, that our Mishnah is similar to the brisa that we learned, and therefore it's a riot that this brisa is actually a valid brisa. If not for the Mishnah, we would not find a smach, and therefore the brisa would not be ikka. Can I mean in b'ksubas, as the Gemara states in Masechtas Ksubas on Daf Samach Tes, ilfo toli nafshe b'iskra, omel kol masisna and this is a way to understand this lashon in all other places in Shas. The Braisa tells us that a father is mechuyev to take care of the following for his child, and even though these mitzvahs are really incumbent on the child, the father has to make sure to perform them. Number one, lemailoi, to be mal his child, to be paidim if he was a bechor, and his chayiv and pidyon haben, and to teach him Torah, lasi isha, and to marry him off to a woman, and also to teach his child a profession, some say, and also to teach him how to swim. And as Rashi says, possibly since in those days it was standard to go and travel by ship, so the child may go on a ship and the ship may capsize and sink, and if he doesn't know how to swim, he'll be in a makim sakana. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda states, if a person doesn't teach his child a profession, he is teaching his child to be a bandit. And the Gemara asks, Listus HaKadaitach, the Hakar Rabbi Yehuda say that he taught him how to be a bandit, if as Rashi says, Balo Yeshev Lo Lamdu Klum, the Lamaisa, the father, didn't teach him any umnis, and he didn't teach him how to be a bandit either. And therefore the Gemara explains, Elok Ilu Malam the Listus, that rather it's not that he actually taught him to be a robber, but it's as if he taught him to be a bandit. As Rashi says, the Kimin the Inloy Umnus, the Yechzalachboy, Yelu Pepresh Drachabi, Lassus Habrias, as since his child doesn't have a profession, and therefore he won't have anything to eat, so he'll go and sit by the Pepresh Drachim, and he'll go go and be molested brias, and he'll go and rob people. And just to point out, but Gael Lamde Umrois, the Iri points out, how obvious Chayov Mekach, Veloyi Mois, Shekol Kfuda Bas Mel Pnima, the Metrichel is Daka Grim Banal, Lamin Umnes, Harei Trichel Leilich Lefnea Omen Tomid, Liris Bilimudai, that she has to busy herself with making sure that a child learns some sort of Umnes and a trade, and when the child is being an apprentice by someone, she would have to keep visiting that person, and this is not Midak Esnias, and the Pasuk states, Kol Kfuda Bas Mel Pnima. The Gemara will now continue and go through all these dinim and bring the makaris for all these dinim. And the Gemara begins, how do we know that a father is chayiv to malish child? The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, Vayomer Avram es Yitzchak benoi, that Avram did mila to his son Yitzchak. And the Gemara says, how do we know that a father didn't do mila to his child, that the bezin is mechuyiv to go and do mila? The chsiv, as the pasuk states in Lechacha, he moilochem kol zacha. And since the pasuk says, lashon lochem, which is lashon rabim, so we learn that there's a chiyuv on bezin to mal the child if the father doesn't do so. And the Gemara continues, how do we know that a bezin did not do mila to a child? Then when the child becomes bar mitzvah, he has his own chiyuv to make sure that he's gemalt. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Lecha, va'orol zocha shaloyimos b'sar lasa v'nichrusa. And as Rashi states in Parshas Vayera, mishiyagil chal inshin, once the child is already b'chal inshin, at the point that he's already bar mitzvah, v'nichrusa, aval ovev ein onish lav karis, but a father would not have a chiyuv karis, aval ovev basay, and if he doesn't perform mila to his child, he would be ovev anasay. And the Gemara asks, imenolam d'loy mechayva, how do we know that a mother is not mechuyev to go and do mila to a child? The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, kashitziva Yisrael lekim, and Avram did mila to Yitzchak when he was 8 days old, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him, and we learn out, Yisrael v'loy Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram, and not Sarah. And the Gemara asks, eshcha miyad l'deres menolam, all these psukim are from Koyde Matan Torah, and in Parshas Lecha Vayera, how do we know that this din is also negeya l'deres, and these dinim are also applicable even after Matan Torah? Tanvira Mishmal, Kamakim Shnei Mitzav, Ein El Aziris Miyad L'deres, since the pasuk states, Kashasiva Isalakim, and they use the Lashon Tzav, so we learn out that it means that Kosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu to do this mitzvah quickly and carefully, and that all of these dinim do not only apply to Avraham Avinu and Koyde Matan Torah, but they also apply after Matan Torah. And the Gemara B'Zariah, Ziris, the Chsiv, how do we see that it means the Lashon Ziris, as the pasuk states, B'Negei Yeshua, in Pashas Devarim, B'Tzav Yeshua, that Kosh Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu to command Yeshua, V'Chizkeu V'Amtzeu, and let him strengthen himself. And the Gemara continues, Miyad L'Darius, how do we know that the Lashon Tzav is a commandment for now as well as for future generations? The Chsiv, as the pasuk says in Pashas Shlach, M'Neyoyim Eshetziv HaShem V'Halol L'Darius Eichem, from today when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us and for all future generations. Ayin Taisis Diyu L'Maschel Eisev L'Yoysa, where Taisis Esv M'Taymeh L'Omali Kra, why would the pasuk teach us that Sarah was not Mechuyiv and a woman is not Mechuyiv to mal a child? Typically, the Mitzvah Seh Shez Man Gramu, Shenimu B'Shmin L'Ey L'Asay B'Nash P'Turis, as since Mila is only from the 8th day of a child's birth, therefore it's Mitzvah Seh Shez Man Gramu, and women should be Pata, and Taisis Seh Shez Shleimah Kinu Miyem HaShmin V'Allah, Ein L'Hefzik Lav Man Gramu, that even though there's a time frame when the Mila starts, but once the Chiv of Mila already begins, then it always continues, even for future days, and therefore it's not considered Mitzvah Seh Shez Man Gramu, and Taisis Seh Shez Man Gramu, as we know that you only could do mila during the day, the our Gemara is going according to Manda Amma that although mila bismana has to be during the daytime, however, once it's mila shalei bismana, it could be performed either during the day or at night. The Tais Rit states that mila spinoi ha isik ahu in lizman, that the isik of mila doesn't have a time frame, that you have to prepare for the mila during the day and at night, and therefore it's considered a mitzvah sei shaloi azman gromo. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa states that a father has a chiyuv to be poyed to his child for the dinner and the mitzvah of pinya ben. And the Gemara asks, Minolam, how do we know that? The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Pashuk Kisisa, kol b'chol benecha tifta, that your son that is b'chor, you have to be poyed to. And the Gemara asks, v'heichel parke avua mechayiv iu lemifrkei, how do we know that the father did not do pinya ben, that the child has a chiyuv to be poyed himself? The chsiv, as the pasuk states, padi tifta, and b'pashas, we're learning from the double lashon, as the pasuk says in Pashuk Kira, kol peter rechem l'chol basa shikriv l'Hashem ba'adav v'behema yirlach, ach padi sifta es b'chor adav es b'chor behema atmeya tifta. However, from Rashi, it seems that we're learning from the pasuk that states in Pashuk Kisisa, and since the pasuk says ves b'chor benecha tifta, we learn it as if it says tifta tipada klima kari be tipada. We could read it as that you should be paid to yourself, and therefore, if a father is not paid to his child, the son has his own chiyuv to be paid to himself. And we will continue learning our Gemara based on that limud. And the Gemara continues, How do we know that a mother doesn't have a chiyah to be paid to her child and to be paid to her son? That's a bechor. The siv, as the pasuk says, tifta, and we learn it tifta, and we learn in kol shem mitzvah luftis es asmai that anyone that would have a chiyah to be paid to themselves for pinya ben mitzvah luftis achim would also have a chiyah to be paid to others and to be paid to their child. However, kol shem mitzvah luftis es asmai, if someone is not mechuyah to be paid to themselves, for example, like a woman who doesn't have a chiyah to be paid to themselves, as pinya ben is only by a male, not by a female, and mitzvah luftis achim, therefore there is no chiyah for them to be paid to others, and a mother is not mechuyah to be paid to her son. And the gemara continues and asks that you're taking for granted that a woman and a girl does not have a chiyah of pinya ben. How do we know that a girl does not have a mechiyah to be paid herself, and that there is no din of pinya bas, just like there's a din of pinya ben? And both Rashi and Taisus point out that certainly we know that a father doesn't have a chiyah to be paid to his daughter, as we will see in a moment that the gemara will learn from the pasuk of kol b'chol b'necha tifta b'necha v'loy b'nei secha. But the gemara's having is that maybe the girl will have her own chiyah to be paid to herself once she's a gdola. And as Rashi states, that since we just learned tipada, that there's a chiyah on the child himself to be paid to himself, so l'chayr, that chiyav should be on the daughter as well, because it's a mitzaseh, she'in his man grandma, and therefore noshim should be chayiv. The Gemara says, d'chsiv tifta tipada, as since the pasuk says, tifta, and we learn it out as tipada, and we learn out, kol she'achir, mitzvah luftaisa, mitzvah luftasasasmai, if there's a din that a person has to be paid to you, then there's a din that you have to be paid to yourself. However, kol she'in achir, mitzvah luftaisa, if there is no chiyav on someone else to be paid to you, a mitzvah luftasasasmai, then there is no chiyav for you to be paid to yourself. And the Gemara now asks, how do we ultimately know that there is no chiyav on a father to be paid to a girl? The Amar Kras, the pasuk says, "Kol b'chol b'necha tifta," and we learn out "b'necha v'loy b'nisecha," that the only chiyav of pinya ben is for a son and not for a daughter. And the Gemara continues, "Tanur Rabbanu," we learn to the Brisa, "Who liftais who b'nai liftais?" If a father has a chiyav to be paid to himself, as his father was not paid to him, and he also has a child that's a bechor and is a chiyav to be paid to his child, who kaidu l'bnai? The Tanakam holds that the chiyav of the father comes before and takes precedence over his child. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda states, "B'nai koid mai," that this father has a chiyah to be paid to his child before taking care of his own pigeon. Shezem mitzvah al aviv, because the ikka mitzvah b'negei pidya ben is on his father. Vizem mitzvah b'nai alav, and his mitzvah is to be paid to his child. And therefore, the pigeon of his child takes precedence over his own pigeon. And the Gemara continues to explain this brisa as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda stated that hal kol moedim, everyone agrees that we continue on daf chaf tesam beis kol heichad leka el chamish slayim, that if the man only has five slayim, who kaidim l'bnai, certainly his pinion would come prior to his child, and it takes precedence. My time a mitzvah de gufei adif, certainly there's a mitzvah on his own body, and that takes precedence over his mitzvah that he's chayv to do for his child. And the machlek is between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. Isn't it a case where, for example, there was a man named Yaakov, and his father was never paid to him, and therefore, at the point that he became a gadol, he had a chiyuv to be paid to himself. And prior to Yaakov actually having his own child, Yaakov took a piece of kaka which was worth five selah, and he went and sold it. And Yaakov then had a child, let's call him Reuven, and Yaakov was never paid to Reuven. And at this point, Yaakov only has $5, which is liquid, and he doesn't have any other assets. And the Gemara explains, Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda Sav, Rabbi Yehuda holds Milva Dechsev B'Terek Kiksuv B'Shtar Danya, that since there's a chiv on Yaakov to be paid to his child, and there's also a chiv on Yaakov to be paid to himself, therefore, it's considered like it was written in Shtar, and Bahani Chomish Parak Lebrei, and therefore, on the $5 that is liquid, he will use that in order to redeem his child and to do the mitzvah of Pidya Ben for his child. And the kohen could go and collect the kaka that Yaakov already sold to the lekuchais, as this kaka was already meshubed to the kohen prior to Yaakov going and selling the kaka to the buyer. And as Rashi states, that since he was mechuyev to pay himself prior to selling his kaka to the lekuchais, and therefore the kohen has a right to be tarif to the lekuchais, and therefore the chomish bnei chur the ikka parak lebrei, with the $5 that are liquid, he should be parak his son, the inzaino, little kuchais, as by doing so and now making it that he doesn't have any money, and therefore the kohen has to go and take from the kuchais, that is not considered as if he's stealing from the kuchais. Sharei mitzvah b'nai alav yesu mitzvasai, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mitzvah that he has in order to be paid to his child is more than his own mitzvah. Ayin and Taisus, who is bothered as to the pshat of Rashi, that l'chayr, how could Rashi say, Sharei mitzvah b'nai alav yesu mitzvasai, if Rabbi Yehuda stated explicitly that who kaidim l'bnai, that certainly all agree that his mitzvah comes before his child's mitzvah, and Ayin and Taisus, how he learns our Gemara. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanan Savri and Rabbanan Agin Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold Milva Dechsib Bereisa Lav Chichsub B'Shtar Damya, that even though there's a Chiyah Midereisa for a person to be paid to himself, it's not considered as if it's written in Shtar, and therefore it's not considered Meshubid, and if he sells something to the Lekuchais, a Kohen would not have the right to go and collect from the Lekuchais, the Hilchach Mitzvah to Gufei Adiv, and therefore at this point, since Yaakov only has 5 Sloyim, which are liquid, so Yaakov's Chiv to be paid to himself takes precedence over his Chiv to be paid to his child, and therefore Yaakov will give the 5 Sloyim on behalf of his own Pidyon, and then the child will have to wait to have Pidyon Ben, or the child when he gets older will have to be paid to himself. And the Gemara continues with another Shaila, Tanur Rabbanan, Liftus is Pinoy, Velal Tzuregel, if someone only has enough money either to do Pidyon Ben for his child, or to be Eilregel, but the Brayta teaches us, Pidyon Ben of Akach Eilregel, Tanakam holds that you should do Pidyon Ben for your child, and only afterwards should you go and be Eilregel. Rabbi Yehuda states, Eilregel, Vakin Pidyon Ben, you should go to do Eilregel, and only afterwards should you do Pidyon Ben, Shazu Mitzvah Ver, Vizu Mitzvah Shaina Veris, as Rabbi Yehuda states, that over here, Benegay Eilregel, that's a Mitzvah Veris, and you can't perform it once the time passes, as after Yantiv, you can't be Eilregel any longer, and you lose that Mitzvah. However, Pidyon Ben, you'll be able to do at a later point. And the Gemara states, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda could come a time out, and we understand the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda as he explained his reasoning, Shazu Mitzvah Veris, Vizu Mitzvah Shaina Veris, and Rabbanan might come out, but according to Rabbanan, what Pshat did they say that you should do Pidyon Ben prior to being Eilregel? The Pasuk says, in Pashas Kisisa, Kal B'chol B'necha Tifta, and V'choda, and only afterward it spoke about Pinya Ben, does the Pasuk end off for Le'ero Panei Rekam, and therefore we see that Pinya Ben comes before Alila Regal. And the Chiddush of the Chum is that even though they hold that who Kaibon Abdai, that Benegeya Mitzvah Pinya Ben, a father's Pinya Ben would come before his child's Pinya Ben, however, Benegeya, his Mitzvah of Alila Regal, there's a special Xeris Akasav that tells us that the son's Pinya Ben comes even before the Mitzvah of the father to go and be Alila Regal. In addition, we see from here that if not for the fact that we have an Xeris Akasav, then Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the Mitzvah Veris would come first and would take precedence over a Mitzvah She'eni Averis. And the Gemara continues, we learned in the Brisa, Minayin Shem Hayol Chamisha Banim Chamish Nashim Shechayv Liftes Kulan. How do we know if Reuven had 5 Bechirim from 5 different women, as it was Petr Rechem for each of these women, Shechayv Liftes Kulan, that he has a Chiv of Pinya Ben on all these sons, Tam Leima Kol B'chol B'necha Tifta, since the Pasuk says Kol B'chol B'necha, so we learn out that all your Bechirim you have to be Poydah as not Taloi in your Rashis Oinai and Taloi in Petr Rechem. And the Gemara is Pshita B'Petr Rechem Tal Rechmana, Chayud is Pashat, as the Pasuk and Pashas Kerich states, Kol Petr Rechem Kol Basra Asher Kuv L'Hashem Ba'odim Beima Yilach, and we see it's Taloi in Petr Rechem and not Taloi in Rashis Oinai, and therefore certainly as long as it's a Petr Rechem to this woman, the din is that the Chayiv in Pinya Ben. The Gemara answers Ma'aretim Neil Bechor Bechor Menachla, that we may think that you should learn the word Bechor from the din of Nachla and Malalon Rashis Oinai Afkan Rashis Oinai, just like over there, but again Nachla, that the din of Bechor is Taloi in Rashis Oinai, and it's based on the firstborn of the man and has nothing to do with Petr Rechem of the woman. And maybe over here would also say that although the Torah says Petr Rechem, you have to actually have 2 dinim. Number one, it has to be his first child, and number two, it has to be Petr Rechem of the woman, Kamash Bon. And therefore, the Torah tells us, Kol B'chol B'necha Tifta, that as long as it's Petr Rechem, even if it's not the firstborn of the husband, there would still be a mitzvah of Pinya Ben. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated, L'anam Torah, that there's a mitzvah of the father to teach his son Torah. Minol, and how do we know this? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Ekev, in the Pashas Vahim Shemaya, that you should teach your sons. And once again, the Gemara asks, how do we know that the father didn't teach Torah to his child, that the son has his own chiyuv to learn Torah? And the Brisa brings a pasuk in Pashas Veschanan that states, Vayukum Moshel Kol Yisrael Vayayim Aleim Shema Yisrael Zachukim Esu Shpatim Asher Anochi Doiv Vabazlichem Hayayim Lomatim Oisam Ushmatim Lasoisam. And we see that each individual has their own chiyuv to learn Torah on their own. The Gemara continues, Eim in all of Lem Chayva, how do we know that a mother doesn't have a chiyuv to teach her son to learn Torah? Chsiv, as the pasuk in Pashas Ekev states, Vilmatim Oisam Es Bnechem, and we could also read it, Ulamatim, that a person has his own chiyuv to learn Torah, and therefore we make a hekesh between the words Vilmatim and Ulamatim, and Kol Shem Mitzuvah Lilmoid, anyone that has a chiyuv to learn by himself, Mitzuvah Lamed is also Mechuyuv to teach his son Torah, the Kol Shein Mitzuvah Lilmoid. However, if someone doesn't have a chiyuv to learn by themselves, Ein Mitzuvah Lilamed is not Mechuyuv to teach that child Torah, and since a woman does not have a chiyuv to learn Torah, therefore she doesn't have a chiyuv to teach her child Torah. And the Gemara asks, "V'im inol le'mechayv le'melos nasha? How do we know that a woman is not mechuyev to teach herself and to learn for herself?" The Chsiv, as the pasuk says, "V'lematem ulematem," and we learn out similarly the opposite way. Kol shachiv mitzuvah lavda mitzuvah lamed esatz way. That anyone that is a chiyev on someone else to teach them Torah, then there's also a chiyev on themselves to learn Torah. However, kol she'ina chiyev mitzuvah lamda ein mitzuvah lamed esatz way. If no one else is mechuyev to teach them, then there is no individual chiyev for them to learn Torah either. Finally, in order to close the gap, umnayin she'ina chiyev Mitzuvah Lamda, how do we know that a father is not mechuyev to teach his daughter Torah? The Amakra, the Pasuk states, V'lamatem Oisem Es Pneichem, that since the Torah states in Parseikav, that a father has a chiyuv to teach his sons. So we learn that Benechem v'lei bnei seichem, that he only has a chiyuv to teach his sons, and the father doesn't have a chiyuv to teach his daughters. And of course, now that we see that the father does not have a chiyuv to teach his daughters, therefore a woman doesn't have a chiyuv to learn by herself. And once there's no chiyuv for them to learn by themselves, they don't have a chiyuv to teach others. And although our Gemara seems to say that a woman never has a chiyuv to learn Torah, however, the Rishonim explain that a woman does have a chiyuv to learn anything that's relevant to her, and in order to understand what mitzvahs to do, and potentially this is not a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but this chiyuv is a separate chiyuv based on being able to perform mitzvahs properly. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa, who lulmoid or b'nai lulmoid, that if a father only has enough money that either he can learn or his child can learn, who kaita lulmoid, he should learn prior to sending his child to learn. And of course, this shita of the Tanya Kama is similar to the shita of the Tanya Kama that we have been Gaya Pidya Ben. And Rabbi Yehuda once again argues in Tanya Kama, he says, in b'nai zariz muloch, b'tamudu miskai miyade, b'nai kodmai, that if his child is a zariz and he's very bright, and some agers umutzloch, and he will be able to remember his learning better than the father, then the child takes precedence over the father. And there's a story with Rabbi Yaakov, who was the son of Rabbi Achba Yaakov, Shadri Avul Kamid Abaya, and his father Rabbi Achba Yaakov sent his child Yaakov to learn by Abaya. And when he went to Abaya, they realized that he wasn't learning and he wasn't so sharp. So Rabbi Achba Yaakov stated that I'm more chashiv than you, and it's better for me to go learn, and Tuvat to Ezrana, and you should come back and I'll be able to go learn. Shama Abaya to Kava Osi, and Abaya heard Rabbi Achba Yaakov was coming to learn by Abaya. And it was a shade that used to bother the people in the Beis Medrash of Abaya. And it was so powerful that even when two people were learning the Beis Medrash, and it was even during the daytime, that the shade would be mazed them. And Amaluhu and Abaya said to the people in the town, that no one should offer to host Rabbi Achba Yaakov as if he will go and live in the Beis Medrash, as maybe a nace will happen and he'll be able to destroy the shade. And the Gemara tells us, oh, Rabbi Achba Yaakov came and bus bahu bei rabbanon, and he went to sleep in his beis medrash in malei katanina the shiva shuri shvasa, and the shade actually appeared to Rabbi Achba Yaakov, and it looked like a set of headed servant and kol kriya dekara notachad reshe. When Rabbi Achba Yaakov davin, and each time they bowed while davening, one of the heads of the serpent fell off. And the Gemara tells us amalulu macha, and the next day Rabbi Achba Yaakov told the people in the town ilois rachash nisa sakintin, that if the nisa wouldn't have happened to me, then I would have been in a matzav sakana. And the Gemara continued, Tanur Rabbanon, we learned to the brayso lumotay release isha, if a person has a choice between learning Torah and getting married, he should first learn Torah and only afterwards get married. And if this person realizes that he has major yetzahara and he won't be able to focus on learning without getting married, and as the Gemara states, then he definitely should get married first and then learn Torah. And our Rebbe Shmuel, halacha is that a person should get married first and only afterwards learn Torah. How is it possible a person will be involved in business, the millstone will be on his neck, and he'll still be able to be Isaac properly in Torah? And therefore, Rabbi Yechon holds that a person should be Yomai Torah, should learn Torah first, and only after he learns Torah, then he should get married. And the Gemara explains, V'lei Pligi, and there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda Neim Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, as Halon v'Haluhu. And Rashi explains that since Shmuel was in Bavel, and therefore when he was speaking to the people in Bavel, he told them that you should first go and get married, and then you should go and learn Torah. As Rashi says, B'nei Bavel ha'yohelchem v'gars mishnayis ha'tanayim be'eretz Yisrael, that since the people in Bavel will go and travel to Eretz Yisrael to learn the mishnayis v'tanayim, and therefore, even if they got married first, marriage would not distract them, as they would not have to make a panos at this point, as Lemaisa, their wife, was in Bavel, and they were in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Noisi Isha, duhu b'loi hira, v'akin hoilach v'loi matira, and he should marry a woman first, and he won't have hira, as even though he's not with his wife, but Lemaisa, that would still be considered pas b'saloi, and this way he'll be able to b'nkayim both, that he'll be Noisi Isha, and he'll also be able to learn Torah. However, Rabbi Yechon, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, told the people in Eretz Yisrael, since you will stay in Eretz Yisrael, and you won't travel to Bavel, therefore you should first learn Torah and only afterwards get married, as Rashi says, Im Naisi Isha Yu Tzorcha Bais Mutola Via Batlu, and it'll be Mvatlem from learning Torah. And Ayin Taisis Divim Askel Halam Vahalu, who asks multiple questions in Rashi, and therefore learns the Gemara exactly the opposite way, that when the Gemara states Halam Vahalu, it's Rabbi Yechon telling the people in Bavel that were learning by him that you should first learn Torah and only afterwards get married. However, Shmuel that was speaking to people in Eretz Yisrael that would continue learning in Eretz Yisrael, and as Rashi states, "V'gam heim hoyu ashirim," that they were also wealthy. Therefore, Shmuel told them, "V'tayvli sheisa isha v'yil matayra b'tayra." That's better for you to first get married, and this way you'll be able to learn Torah b'tayra. And the Gemara continues, "Mishtabeach le Rav Chista Ravuna b'Rav Menuna." Rav Chista was telling the praises of Rav Menuna to Ravuna, and he told him to Adam Gadol that Rav Menuna is a great person. On Malay, Rav Huna said to Rav Chista, "Mishiyavli yadcha v'yil yadi." When Rav Menuna comes to visit you, I want you to bring him to me so I can meet him. He also, when Rav Menuna came, Chazalei Parasudra, Rav Huna saw that Rav Menuna was not wearing a head covering, and as Rashi says, Kedera Chanasuyim Shevigil and Chasas Reishon, which was the standard way of people that were married, that they would cover their heads. Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Menuna, my time Amalei Prisa Sudra, why are you not wearing a Sudra? Amalei, so Rav Menuna said, Ledisibna, because I'm not married. Adrin Lapi Mene, and Rav Huna turned away from Rav Menuna and would not look at him. Amalei, and Rav Huna said to Rav Menuna, Chazid, Lechazlu Lapi Adnaspas, that you should make sure that you don't come in front of me and I don't see your face until you get married. And the Gemara explained, Rav Huna Tamei, Rav Huna is going Lishitasai, the Amma Ben Isim Shana Le Nasi Isha, that if a person gets to 20 years old and he still did not marry a woman, call Yama Bavira, that his entire days he is considered that he's doing Avera. And the Gemara says, Bavira Salkadaitach, do you think that he's doing Avera and he actually is being Mazana, Ela Ema, call Yama Behira Avera, that Ein Chinami doesn't mean that he actually performed an Avera and he actually was Mazana, but it means that every single day he'll be Ivan Hira Avera. And the Gemara continues, Om Rava Vachin Tandavera Bishmal, Rava stated, and we also learned this in the Brisa that we taught in Yeshiva Bishmal, at Esm Shana Yeshiva Kaj Barakum and Sapla Adam Masa Yisha, until the person 20 years old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and hoping and waiting until the person marries a woman, Kivin Shagia, Esav Vilei Nasa, once he gets to 20 and he didn't get married, Oima Tipachatz Meisav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself cursed him and says that the bones of this person should wither away. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Chista stated, Hai Datifna Mechavrei, the reason why I was more Matzliach than my friends, the Nesivna Beshitza, because I got married at 16, we have Nesivna Babesa, and if I would have gotten married even earlier, and I would have gotten married at 14, and we continue on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, it would even be better as have a mina l'satan gir b'einecha, as I would have been able to tell the satan I'm throwing arrows into your eyes, meaning that the satan would not have any shlita on Rav Chista at all. And once the Gemara is speaking about the age of a person, so the Gemara continues to discuss the proper time to be mechanech a child. And Amalei Rav Lo Nos Ba'ami, so Rav said to Rav Nos Ba'ami, Adi Yodach Al Tzavari Debrich, while you still have power over the neck of your child, meaning that you still have a shlita over him, which is Mishitza Bad Esumetati, which is from the time that a child is 16 and until he's 22, then you should give him Musa. And this is the second pshat that Rashi brings down, and Rashi says, Vizekah, and as Rashi states, Basa Mishitza, if it's less than 16, Ein Boi Das L'Kabotei Chachas Kol Kach, then the child is not at the point he's mature enough to accept Tei Chachas, V'altach B'Disurim Tei Chachas, V'yosim Esumetati, and Yishlach Eshlo Yivad. However, if once a child is more than 22, then you have to be Choshish that he'll go against his father, and he will fight with his father, and therefore you shouldn't give him Musa after that point either. And the first pshat of Rashi was that this Gemara is a continuation of the previous Gemara, and it's talking about the proper time for a person to get married. Rav was telling Rav Nosma Ami that you should make sure that your child gets married at 16, which Rashi says, Bishitza Shnin, Egiyaz Man Lichlis, that's the proper time for a child to get married. And V'yosim Esim and Tatin, Al Tachru, however, you should make sure that your child doesn't get married after 22. And the Gemara continues, V'amri Lon, some say, Mitamni Sari, from 18, Ad Esim Abba, that the Shir is from 18 until 24. And the Gemara brings in Machlekes Tanoim, Ketanoi, Chaneich Lunao Pidakoi, the Pasuk states, in Mishlei, Chaneich Lunao Pidakoi, Gam Kiyaskin Leyosim Imena, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Nechemio, and Machlekes Rabbi Huda Rabbi Nechemio, Chalom, Mishitz Vad Esim Metatin, the Chalom, Mitamni Sari Vad Esim Abba, one holds it from 16 to 22, and one holds it from 18 to 24. And clearly, based on the fact that the Gemara brings this Machlekes Tanoim, which is relevant to Chinuch, is definitely mashmal like the second Pshat of Rashi, and that's why Rashi says, V'chein Ikar, and we will stop over here.